Glory to God. Good morning, church. Say it again. It's good to be with you. You can see in the bulletin, I actually had a message before Saturday this week and something to astonish Julie with. She's not used to me giving her anything to put in the bulletin. I've titled the lesson today, I Will Fear No More. And I, all of you know that we had to allow Jax to go last week, and it was how hard it was because there's no contact when they go to boot camp, and it was just a tough day Monday because he flew out and we just had to wait to hear, and he could call us but we couldn't talk to him and stuff like that. And there's just, our military has some really weird rules that they go by, and we have to go along with it. And the neat thing that happened through all this is Jesse came to work on Tuesday, and I knew Britt was just aching and was having a terrible time. And he said that she told him that when she got to feeling so sad, she just began to praise the Lord. And I thought, how awesome is that, that he reminded me of that again this week, because we needed it so much. And you know, today's going to be a lesson that we all know, but I think he just wanted to remind us again that we don't need to fear. And the songs and the words that Jamie spoke talked about that as well, that we don't have anything to worry about because of God's power. We are in love with a God who loves us so much that he watches over everything that we do. And he has enough power to defeat the enemy. So we're going to be looking at the scripture that talks about how he sent the musicians out in the head of the army to defeat the enemy, and how our family used that this week to defeat the enemy that was trying to bring fear on us and anxiety. Anxiety and fear go hand in hand if you read your dictionary. And they just go hand in hand. So we're going to Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And so we're going to be as I wrote in the bulletin, or she wrote in the bulletin there, we're going to be in the Psalms today. It's all verses that you know. It's chapters that you know. But it's something that we need to be reminded of. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll begin. Father, thank you for reminding me again of how powerful and awesome you are. And that we only need to believe, to trust you through the hard times, just to trust you, because you always prevail. So, Father, I thank you for the words, the psalms that talk about praise, that talk about going to you and praising your name and lifting you up. Father, I thank you just for making this a good week, even though it started out kind of tough. We thank you, Lord, for intervening, for taking care of it. We trust you, Lord, in that whole situation, that you'll just continue to care for Jax and watch over him as he's gone. And Lord, just also just the family. Just bless the Lord, Jess and Britt, and the girls, Lexi and Chloe, Lord, his sisters. We just ask you, Lord, to bless them and keep them and allow them to trust you wholeheartedly. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to begin in 2 Chronicles today before we go to the Psalms. Second Chronicles is, they were getting ready to go to battle, 2 Chronicles 20. And if you just remember 2020, those are two good numbers to remember for this scripture. If you ever want to see what the Lord does through praise, this is a good place to go. So we're going to begin, as I say, and it's just actually 20 through 22. There's actually a lot more to it than that. If you want to start in verse 15, if you're reading the whole story, just go on up to 15 and begin, and then read on down through probably the end of the chapter. Actually, yeah, just down through 30 is where it talks about it. In 20, it says, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem." So Jehoshaphat is the king. He's the one who is going out to war. And he told the people, he said, "Listen to me. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Those are the verses that I wanted to share with you out of there. If you go on over in the rest of these verses here, it talks about how they went and plundered the enemy after they were defeated and took a plunder out that was bigger than they could carry. They had two or three days to haul the stuff away that had been left because the army was defeated. It's just an amazing account of how praise defeats the enemy. How if we begin to praise, Satan leaves us alone and doesn't continue to bother us, because it's something that God ordained. It's something that he established. So now if you would go to the Psalms with me. We're going to begin in 23 today. Psalm 23 is one of my favorite psalms. I learned Psalms 23, memorized it at a very young age, and it's always been just a part of my favorite verses. And let's just begin at 1, Psalm 23, 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." So I've often used this scenario before with you, how and I always relate it to cows, not sheep, because I was a dairy farmer when I was young for 18 years. Before I left home, I milked cows and helped the family take care of the dairy. But I remember going, as I go along the road, I watch and I see, sometimes I'll see a pasture full of cows, and they'll all just be laying down, chewing their cuds. They're just content. They're resting, chewing their cuds, and they've got no worries at all. And I think of that when I think of this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I won't want for anything. And those cows don't have a care in the world. They're laying there, relaxing in the sun, just all of them laying down. There's nothing harming them at all. And it makes a good picture for me when I think of this psalm. "He guides me, he restores my soul, and he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." I don't have to worry. I don't have to be in fear at all. "For your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hallelujah. We don't have to fear. We will fear no evil, because he is always with us. from 23, we're going to go on over to 27. I'm going to look at some verses there in Psalms 27 as well. So Psalm 27 begins with, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" he asks. "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So we don't have to be afraid of anyone with the Lord on our side. With Him as our Savior, with Him as our guide, we have no fear. "When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident." One thing I ask of the Lord, and that's what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. How many times when you're in a crisis, when you're in trouble, do you think about singing? Do you think about stop and just praising the Lord? Just to defeat the enemy? Just to overcome your fear or what's going on in your life? Verse 7, it says, "Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says to you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me, and do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." I can just tell you that as you begin to praise in your hour of trouble, that you don't have to wait long for to get that release that He gives you when you bring praise to Him. It's an awesome experience, and I would recommend it for all of you. So when you come upon something hard in your life, something that's going on that you're having trouble with, begin to praise. Take praise to Him, and the enemy will be defeated, and you will have joy in your heart. Let's go over to Psalms 34 now. We're going to look at just 1 through 20 here in chapter 34 of Psalms. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." I can just tell you that His praise was not always on my lips. And it was good to be reminded of these verses this week, that we need to constantly be praising His name, be praising the Lord, just because of all that He does for us. And then verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and he delivers them. So in all the verses that I looked at that talked about fear, most of them in my concordance or where I look were talking about the fear of the Lord. And we've learned in our study in the Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's what begins to teach us that He is trustworthy, that He has our backs all the time, that He wants what's best for us. So that's something, that's a different fear than I'm talking about when I talk about I will have no fear, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So to fear the Lord is to reverence Him, to honor Him, to praise His name. That's part of the fear of the Lord. It says, those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Oh, I just read all that. Okay. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints. For those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves them who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. And then I couldn't go to the Psalms without doing Psalms 91 again. So if you will, turn over to Psalms 91 with me. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of day or of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? The Psalms are full of scriptures that talk about praising the Lord. About, you know, Jamie almost always has something about praise or worship when she has scripture with the songs we sing, and they're full of them. Those were a few that I picked out this morning to share with you about God's protection, His caring about us, about just we don't need to have fear. We don't have any reason to fear anything because He is our God. In 2 Kings, actually 1 Kings chapter 12, I just want to go there for a couple verses as I close today. 1 Kings 12, 4 through 7. Oh, here I am in Chronicles. No wonder I'm not finding it. I'll get a little farther here. 1 Kings 12. Sorry. You guys can find it quicker than I can. 4 through 7. It says, your father put a heavy... 1 Kings 12, 4 through 7. Do not be afraid. You know what? I think it is 2 Kings. Because that doesn't sound right. Make sure I got it right here before I just go into it. That doesn't look right either. I must have made a mistake. I know. Yes, it does. Yeah, that's not it. All right. Must be time to quit. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that at all, except it says in my footnotes, do not be afraid. So somewhere in, you know what? It's okay. It's Luke. Sorry. I thought it was 1 Kings when I saw the one in the K, but it's an L and a K. Luke 12. Here, we got it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, do not be afraid. I can't read my writing, apparently. This is what's going on here. Luke 12, 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So he's telling us to do not fear, that we don't have to be afraid at all. Anytime. And when you begin to have those kind of feelings of anxiety or fear, begin to praise. Spend some time in praise to the Lord. And I can tell you that it works. It will give you peace. And it's a peace that you didn't expect, that passes all understanding. So as we close today, if any of you have a prayer need, Jesse and I will be here to pray with you. If any of you have never accepted Jesus as Lord and you'd love to do that today, we'll help you with that as well. And we're just so excited for Axel, for the commitment that he's made. So I think she went to get the rest of the team to praise. So, Patsy? Okay. Yeah, I'll just close with prayer today as we're closing up. And also pray for the meal. Those of you who are here today and didn't plan on it, well, stay with us anyway. We've got food for after service today. We've got lots of it. So we invite you to stay and join us with a fellowship meal after church today. So I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer for now. Lord, I would thank you for this message that you brought today on fear, that we don't need to fear at all anymore. But Lord, as we begin to have anxious thoughts or fear, Lord, that we begin to praise your name, to worship you, and all of our fears will go. So Lord, as we come together today after service to fellowship around a meal, Lord, we just ask that you will bless it. We thank you for it. And Lord, bless the rest of our week as we go through the week this week. Also help us to be reminded of these scriptures that tell us not to fear, but to just trust in you. And so we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I keep